This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Colorado School of Mines says its campus in Golden will reopen at noon today. It was closed earlier after a police search for an armed suspect ended this morning when the man surrendered. It's a good winter for Colorado ski areas, with many getting more snow than they have in years. CPR's Dina Seek says Steamboat Ski Resort has had more than 300 inches so far this season.
That's more than the resort got in all of last winter. Spokesperson Lauren Duke says it's the best winter she's experienced in her 15 years with the resort. Steamboat's record for snowfall was set in the 2007-2008 winter, 489 inches. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
RTD dodged an expensive legal bullet Friday, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Remember those flaggers that stood guard for years at crossings on RTD's A and G rail lines? Regulators required them because the crossing gates weren't working properly. Well, the cost for the flaggers escalated to more than $100 million and ended up with the private contractor that made the faulty crossing gates suing RTD in Denver District Court. Last week, a judge ruled the contractor was responsible for the bill. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver International Airport saw a record number of passengers last year. 70 million people traveled through DIA in 2022. Last October was the busiest month ever. DIA is the third most traveled to airport in the world. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.